everybody, and welcome to The Power Is Now. My name is Eric Frazier. It's a beautiful day in Southern California, a great day to talk about real estate. And folks, I've been having an incredible time talking about fair housing. We embarked a few weeks ago on the Power Is Now Fair Housing series, and our goal was to interview industry leaders across the country to talk about the importance of fair housing, 1968 Fair Housing Act. With me today is Craig Ferguson. He is the Vice President of the National Home Buyers Fund. Thank you, Craig, for joining us today on The Power Is Now.
Thank you, Eric.
Craig, I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to talk with us about the 1968 Fair Housing Act and about fair housing in general. But before we get started here, why don't you take a moment and just share with us a little bit about your background and your role at the National Home Buyers Fund.
Absolutely. I'm Craig Ferguson, as we started off with. I've been with National Home Buyers Fund for 14 years. And prior to that, I was with Citibank on the mortgage side. And prior to that, I was in the investment banking side on the public finance housing bond side of financing. So I've been in housing pretty much my whole career, whether it's on the structuring of programs, the mortgage lending side of it, the down payment assistance side of it. And that's been, you know, close to 27 years now.
Wow, that's incredible. That's a lot of time too. And so clearly you are an expert being kind of on the inside and creating programs. And I have to admit, that's something that I've always wanted to do, but my focus has really been on the end of the business, right? Meeting with clients and helping them to achieve the goal of homeownership. The down payment assistance has been a very, very, very big part of that. What would you say takes most of your time and all that you do as the vice president of the organization?
I think, you know, National Home Buyers Fund is an affiliate of a company called the Rural County Representatives of California. And the Rural County Representatives focus on advocacy for rural California, which is probably 15% of the population and let's just say 80% of the geography, but doesn't really get a voice at the capital, just based on populations. And the focus of RCRC is fire prevention, forest health, water issues. And RCRC created National Home Buyers Fund in 2002 to focus on affordable housing on a national level. National Home Buyers Fund is an instrumentality of government. It's got a section 115 code from the IRS and was designated as an instrumentality of government to provide affordable housing on a national level. And that's what we have essentially been doing since 2002.
And so you're national in this effort of providing down payment assistance, not just for, California.
Right.
So the efforts to provide down payment assistance was initially driven to support people in rural areas. Did it kind of develop to cover all areas, or was it just initially to support people living in rural areas?
It was a focus on assisting those in rural areas. It's just a harder, rural areas are harder to invest in. It always has been, but then it just blossomed into some very successful down payment assistance programs. And we worked with some very large lenders who wanted us to go national because the programs are so good. And so, you know, we went national and have essentially been one of the most successful providers of down payment assistance in the country for a while.
Wow, that's great. Well, I know I'm a fan and in utilizing the Golden State Finance Authority Platinum Program and soon to be program, which have been an absolute necessity for me in helping many of my, let's say, low to moderate and minority buyers get into homes. And so I really appreciate the work that you and your organization are doing. We have a tradition on this show where we ask all of our guests, what does the phrase, the power is now, mean to you in the context of who you are and what you do professionally?
I think it's appropriate timing just based on our board meeting today, because not only does National Home Buyers Fund provide down payment assistance and home ownership opportunities to low to moderate income individuals and families, we also give back to communities. And we have worked with, as an example, this morning in the board meeting, we had a presentation by this company called Three Strands. And Three Strands works with the Frederick Douglass Family Foundation and another entity, which I forget the name. We financially support this entity, and this entity does human trafficking awareness. And in this case, we're focusing on rural California, because it's amazing how much human trafficking goes on in rural California, where most people think it's in the big cities and, you know, LA, San Diego, what have you. But rural counties have a big problem with human trafficking. And this entity goes to high schools and trains students on how to be aware of it and how to protect themselves. And National Home Buyers Fund has been supporting this entity. And a statement was made today by the presenter where, and it's a coined phrase of Frederick Douglass, where the quote is, it is easier to build strong children than to repair broken men. And I look at that as the power is now, because we're talking about children. We're repairing children before they become broken humans later on. And, you know, there's other initiatives that National Home Buyers Fund works with. We support a company that provides laptops to foster youth and sets the laptops up on a platform so they can utilize software to get their homework done. I've actually physically handed out laptops to foster kids, and it's just a wonderful, you know, wonderful thing to be able to be part of, and to be part of a company that actually does these give back initiatives outside of its typical focus on home ownership. And our board is made up of, the RCRC board is actually made up of elected supervisors. And there's 37 counties that make up the membership of the Rural County Representatives of California. And each county selects one of their five supervisors to sit on this board. And then NHF has its five board members that are from RCRC that sit on that board. And so they're very, very supportive of these give back programs. Another thing that NHF helped participate and helped finish was a homeless veteran shelter for the veterans and their families. And we partnered with Volunteers of America who were doing the building, and other participants in that was PG&E and Home Depot, and National Home Buyers Fund came in with the remaining shortage. And so that's the power is now to me. That is the power is now.
Wow, Craig, that is a lot that you're doing. And I have learned so much. I didn't realize that RCRC and the National Home Buyers Fund were so engaged in not just home ownership, but in, you know, human trafficking, for God's sake.
Right.
All counties. And who'd have thought? You're absolutely right. We think it happens in LA and New York and Chicago, but in rural America. And I can understand why, because it's just probably easier for these predators to get to them, you know, yeah, opposed to big cities. The work you're doing with foster care and providing additional support with education, laptops, other things, this is pretty important stuff. And I have to ask, you know, in terms of homeownership, you're so innovative here. Is there anything more that you're doing in regard to empowering people to become homeowners?
I think the benefit of being national, we're able to streamline the program. So there's a lot of very successful homeownership programs in all of the states, and state housing finance agencies have wonderful homeownership programs. Sometimes it's easier for lenders to utilize one program with all the same guidelines as opposed to one program in, say, Texas versus another program in Arizona where they've got completely different guidelines. So we are able to streamline, and I'm not taking away from their programs, but we do also provide competition in those states, which keeps the rates as low as possible. If there's a monopoly of one provider of a product in a state, then the solution of competition isn't there. So we provide programs, we provide it nationally. Our rates are very competitive. Our downpayment assistance is you know, we go up to, you know, 6% of the purchase price of the home. And, you know, we have, I believe, put over 43,000 families in homes. And most of that has really occurred since 2014, which isn't all that long ago. Even though National Home Buyers Fund was incorporated in 2002 and we've been operating nationally, this particular program that we went national with in 2014, close to 35,000 families found a home because of National Home Buyers Fund.
Well, if that does not understate the power is now to buy and that you're empowering people to buy now, I don't know what does. Craig, wow, I'm so impressed with what the organization is doing. To me, based on everything you've said, they fully represent the spirit of the power is now. Any final comments about how the power is now is really represented in your organization?
We've never had a better opportunity in history of home ownership than we have now. And NHF's mission of providing affordable and responsible home ownership has never had a better opportunity than now. And we're talking interest rates lower than I've ever seen and lower than they have ever been. You can get a less than 2.5 30-year fix is unbelievable. And the opportunities for so many people to even have, who even own homes and to refinance into those types of rates and the amount of money they're saving to get that kind of lending is absolutely amazing. And it's been a fantastic 2020. Even through the pandemic, housing boomed. And NHF is just proud to be a part of that boom and proud to be helping people get in homes who more than likely would not be able to get in homes because we provide the down payment assistance they need. And yet they can still get these historically low mortgage interest rates to go along with the down payment assistance that NHF is providing. And I think this opportunity and this historic housing initiative going on is definitely the power is now. And I'm proud to be part of it.
Awesome. Wow. Great power is now statement. Craig Ferguson, Vice President of the National Home Buyers Fund. Folks, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to dive a little deep as to what the National Home Buyers Fund is doing. And Craig has heard a lot already about the great work they're doing, but we're going to see how it all relates to fair housing. You're listening to The Power Is Now. We'll be right back right after this commercial break.
Many Californians fear that they will not be able to pay their rent next month. Financial education and literacy are the catalyst for relief. So what resources are out there? A State of California program connects you with a HUD-certified housing counselor who can assist you on your financial education journey with no cost to you. Call today at 1-800-569-4287. Again, that is 1-800-569-4287.
And we're back. For those of you just joining us, welcome to The Power Is Now. I'm having a great conversation with Craig Ferguson. He's a vice president of the National Home Buyers Fund. And they're doing a lot, folks. I've learned so much in this short period of time. And I just wasn't aware that they are involved, not just, but really in community and making a difference in the world. And I'm so, so impressed with the organization. Thank you again, Craig, for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us today. Now, I want to move on to the mission and vision and purpose of the organization. And based on what you've shared with us so far, You obviously have a big vision for what you're trying to achieve in the world. But what is the mission of the National Home Buyers Fund?
The mission of National Home Buyers Fund is to develop affordable housing homeownership programs and provide the necessary tools for the low to moderate income families to obtain home ownership.
So, Craig, that's a very concise mission statement, and it is what I have understood about the organization, and you're doing a great job at it. But I'm really surprised to learn about the other wonderful things that you're doing to support the community. And I would like for you to kind of elaborate as to how your mission developed into really community work.
Absolutely. I think, NHF has seen a lot of success over the past few years, not only as an entity, but also as a provider of a necessary instrument to provide home ownership opportunities. And while doing that, we looked inside, and again, RCRC formed NHF back in 2002, and RCRC being more of a rural advocacy, saw the hardship of rural California, and NHF looked back and said, look, we're doing well, why don't we give back? So we focused on, first of all, the veterans housing was the first one we did because it was housing related, and we kind of try to stay in our lane. And it was, we went and watched them build it. And then when the families moved in, we were there watching these families move in. We're talking families that were living in the car, and little kids, little 4-year-old and 5-year-old kids living in a car. And I know this goes on all over the world and still goes on all over the United States, but it's just to help that one little bit was special. And then that just kind of blossomed into a presentation was made at one of our annual conferences. And that was the foster care, the laptop entity. And right away, the president at the time and myself said, you know what, that's our next initiative. And then the human trafficking, they actually came to our offices and made a presentation, and we were absolutely, we're going to support this. Without question, we're going to support this. And so that kind of, our focus is always housing, but, there could be other give back opportunities that arise. We're going to look and see. So it's not just limited to those three. We actually budget for give back opportunities. The housing side of it is always our mission, and we want to continue being the best at what we do. We want to continue providing competition throughout the country, which, as I said earlier, competition just provides the best choices for consumers. And if there's no competition, the choices are just limited.
Craig, I hear you loud and clear. Competition is good for the consumer. We need more competition in many areas of consumer goods and services and products so that we can keep prices low. And I want to get into that because I know there is some controversy around the competition that you are creating with other housing finance agencies. And I'm definitely going to ask you about that. But let me just take a moment here and to congratulate you and the leadership team for not being so linear in your focus, not being so limited, and just open to meet needs wherever you see them. I think that you guys represent a wonderful business model for all organizations who are profitable, who have the reserves, the capital to be able to address areas of concerns that are important in our communities and our society as a whole, but do not necessarily fit into their day-to-day operations of whatever it might be. And so I just congratulate you and the team for being kind of benevolent and seeking to help wherever good can be done and lives can be improved. And I can't imagine what it must have felt like watching veteran families with kids living in their cars actually you know, be there as they get keys to their new homes and move in. And it's stuff like that. And, you know, for me as a banker, I always get teared up when the client calls me crying on the phone, so incredibly grateful for the support we provided. And I can only imagine that you may have had some similar experiences in the other work you're doing that's outside of housing.
Yes, and I will say I did tear up. I cried when I saw the little kids. Just that's what broke me. And I wasn't the only one crying. It was special. And you know, again, we'll continue doing the same thing. And when the opportunity arises, and yeah.
All right. Well, I want to dive now into some success stories and refocus our attention to your primary mission, the down payment assistance programs. I know you guys have done close to $600 million and, you know, thousands of families have benefited from your support. Can you share any success stories and by way of data or, you know, maybe one-off stories that you're aware of how your program has been so effective?
Yeah, and as I mentioned earlier, we've helped over 43,000 families across the country obtain home ownership. And that relates to providing over $365 million in down payment assistance. A lot of that has been in the form of non-repayable gifts. You get the down payment assistance, it's in the form of a gift, and you don't repay it. More recently, it's in the form of a second mortgage that's forgiven in 3 years. And there's different options on that. And the first mortgage volume is over that we've participated in is over $8 billion in first mortgage volume. Now, that's not big for, say, a large mortgage company, but for a nonprofit like NHF, is definitely a good record, let's say.
No, you're absolutely right. And that's a lot of people. That's a lot of volume for a nonprofit organization. And the impact of, you know, I know it's significant. Do you have any data that would reflect how NHS is helping people of color, minorities, those that have, you know, that are really supposed to be beneficiaries of the 1968 Fair Housing Act?
Yeah, I think NHF stats are better than what you see in, say, the regular FHA, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mae statistics. On this current program that we've had since 2014, 15.4% are to African Americans and 16.5% are to Hispanic borrowers, and then a smaller amount towards Native Americans and Asian. But I, you know, those stats aren't great. That's not where we want to be, but the numbers do, the numbers are better than what you see in the industry. And we do want to increase that. And we're looking at joining organizations such as yours and such as the National Association of Minority Mortgage Bankers. We've recently become members with them, the National Association of Hispanic Realtors. We've been members of theirs for a long time. And just to reach out and let them get the knowledge of our program out to their constituents, so we can further grow this. You know, down payment assistance is there for a reason. It's for those that cannot afford the necessary requirement to get into a home, and more than often, that market does fall more towards the African American and Hispanic constituents. So we do want to continue to focus on that and build it and make it better.
Craig, I'm so happy to hear that you are members of the National Association of Hispanic Real Estate Professionals and that you've reached out to the Minority Mortgage Bankers Association. In fact, Tony Thompson will also be conducting an interview with me about fair housing. And he's the co-founder and CEO of the National Minority Mortgage Bankers Association. Do you think that the low rate of participation has a lot to do with the lack of representation of minority mortgage bankers in our industry. And is that why you guys are reaching out to these organizations? And by the way, too, in your quest to become members of these minority trade associations, do not forget about the National Association of Real Estate Brokers, which is the oldest minority trade association in the country. They started in 1941 during the Jim Crow period. And here in California, we have the California Association of Real Estate Brokers, which is a state chapter of the National Association of Real Estate Brokers.
I will absolutely look into that and will join and without question. I wasn't aware that was the first minority association of realtors. That's good to know.
Yeah, they started in 1941 because at the time, the National Association of Realtors would not allow women or people of color to become realtors. And so they formed an organization in 1941. Then can you imagine, you know, the situation at that time in our country? Formed their own real estate association, and instead of calling themselves realtors, they called themselves realtists, like dentists, because they couldn't use a trademark name. So I'd be happy to make an introduction to the incoming president of the National Association of Real Estate Brokers to talk with you further about it, because I know they could definitely use your support. We need more Black real estate professionals, and we need more Black mortgage bankers that are assisting the African-American community, just like we need more Latinos and Asians as well, so assisting their respective communities. And so I'm really happy to hear that the organization is reaching out and connecting.
Yeah, I would appreciate that introduction. I think it would be good for both our entities. And, you know, we do want to spread the word of our programs. We've got, you know, we work with several lenders throughout the country. We've got separate programs with lenders, and they're on the ground. They're the ones originating the loans under our program terms. And then, I think if we had more access to the realtor market, we would see more of a spread of the word. And I think that's what, you know, that's what our next initiative is going to be, and especially with the way rates are right now, and let's hope it continues that way. I've seen even with the current administration, President Biden's focusing on low to moderate income housing with a focus on minorities. Congresswoman Waters has come out with a proposal for, using federal funds to assist low-income borrowers with a focus on minority. We were on a call with HUD just this week and just discussing what our role is and what we do and how we would like to complement programs like that. And, I think it's great that this administration is doing this. The prior administration seemed to kind of distance themselves, especially even from down payment assistance, where this administration right from the get-go is jumping right in it. And we're proud to be part of that same initiative. We provide down payment assistance. That's what we do. And now the White House is proposing down payment assistance, and Congresswoman Waters is proposing a different down payment assistance. So I think we're all in the right, track. And when we've got the government focusing on that, I think that's where it's important. And, the word gets out there and those that need help get help. And as many providers of down payment assistance, let's say every state has a state agency that provides down payment assistance. A lot of the states have cities that provide down payment assistance. Local county housing finance agencies provide down payment assistance. You've got entities like National Home Buyers Fund. You've got another national entity called the Chenoa Fund, also a national provider of down payment assistance. With all of that down payment assistance providers, with all of the down payment assistance providers, we are still far short of how many people need down payment assistance. We're not even close. And so it is tremendous that the current administration is focusing on this. And the more we make it available, the more opportunity low to moderate income and minority borrowers get into homes. But we've got a long way to go.
No, you're absolutely right. And I think we can accelerate the progress by federal intervention. And if you think about it, historically, minorities, particularly African Americans, every area of progress we have made from our independence with the 13th and 14th Amendment and the right to vote with the 15th Amendment, the 1964 Civil Rights Act, the 1968 Fair Housing Act, it has always taken federal intervention to make real progress for people of color and minorities. And I think the same is true when it comes to housing. We need federal intervention. And so I agree with you to see the federal government get involved and actually propose legislation to provide down payment assistance to support national organizations like yourself and others, and to really get behind it and to do something about it instead of just tracking. Because we see through the Census Bureau, you know, the homeownership rate for Latinos and African-Americans, particularly African-Americans, is the lowest of all groups. And we see here in California, it's extremely low here in California, and just not just here in California, but all high-cost states, it's even lower because of the wealth gap and the income gap. So I agree with that. You're definitely on the right track. Now, one thing about your organization that is, I think, unique is that you are a national organization. And you mentioned earlier that being a national organization, you're creating competition for local state housing finance agencies. And I would like you to just speak to that for a moment. And particularly, let me backtrack here. So I know about NHS from the Golden State Finance Authority. And that's how we're utilizing the Platinum Program, the Open Door Program. But are you branded under different names in other states, or are you just the NHF everywhere?
National Home Buyers Fund is the same name in every state. There could be different program names, such as, you know, we had the Sapphire Program at one point. We have a Diamond Program. There's several programs, depending on which lenders we're working with. It's National Home Buyers Fund, though we don't have different names in different states.
So the Golden State Finance Authority is in partnership then with the National Home Buyers Fund, and the Platinum Program and the Open Door Program are their programs, or are they your programs as a National Home Buyers Fund? Help me understand.
So Golden State Finance Authority is an affiliate of National Home Buyers Fund. You've got rural county representatives who formed Golden State Finance Authority back in 1994 and formed, and the two formed National Home Buyers Fund in 2002. And the National Home Buyers Fund will manage the Golden State Finance Authority program. So if you've come across National Home Buyers Fund during maybe lender trainings and that sort of thing, that would be a National Home Buyers Fund representative training on the Golden State Finance Authority programs. And then it has its own programs that they operate in California as well as nationally. And Golden State is limited to California, whereas National Home Buyers Fund goes national. And so, they are separate entities with separate audited financials, but they are affiliated just based on the organization and the companies were formed.
Okay, I think I understand now. So as a national organization, for example, in addition to, you know, being the host of the Powers Now, I'm also a vice president and mortgage advisor with First Bank. And for those watching, my license number is 468107. And the views and opinions that I express represent my own, not necessarily that of First Bank. Now, First Bank is a national lender. And so they could enter into an agreement with the National Home Buyers Fund and then have down payment assistance nationally. right? Or do they need to enter into separate agreements with each of the affiliates with the National Home Buyers Fund?
They could work directly with National Home Buyers Fund if that's the target, if that's the market they're pursuing. Some lenders don't necessarily originate and securitize their own loans. They often may just originate and sell to another lender. And we can work with all forms. We've got programs where lenders will originate and sell to a larger lender who will pull those loans and securitize them and sell them back to us. Or if they are just one-off lenders originating and pooling and securitizing back to us, there's many ways to do it. We're very open to work with whoever wants to work with us, and the more the merrier.
Well, that would really streamline the process because just in the state of California, there's a many different county, state, and other nonprofit organizations that provide down payment assistance. And it's an administrative nightmare to have to go through an approval process with every single one. So if you're a national lender and you want to be able to provide down payment assistance anywhere as someone wants to buy a home, being able to do it nationally and get approved with one entity and to be able to do it then nationally seems like a much easier thing to do.
I agree.
So tell me about Seattle, because you mentioned earlier that the competition that you bring for down payment assistance isn't always well received by other housing finance agencies. And could you expand upon that?
I guess state agencies, local agencies, what have you, don't necessarily want competition in their states. And it's not all of them. And, as I said, a lot of them have such great programs, including the state of Washington. They've got a great program. And, all you're doing is complementing what's there, offering choices for not only realtors and loan officers and mortgage companies, but they're offering these choices to the ultimate consumer. And as I said earlier, I think it's just important that there are different options which provides this competition, which provides the best products. Washington didn't like the fact that we were there, and very early on when we were in Washington, they sued NHF in order to have NHF stop operating in Washington, and it was almost a 5-year legal action, back and forth. It started off at the Kings County Trial Court, and it went against us, and there was actually no reason. It just said, you're not allowed to operate in Washington. And then we went to the appellate court, and we won that. All three appellate judges were in our favor, and then Washington went back to appeal that with the Supreme Court of Washington, and that ended up going in their favor, and that's pretty much where we are. And but they were the only ones, and I heard some other states weren't happy about it. But some other states I also heard saying competition's great. Even talking to their peers, make your program better. Make your program work. And there's enough for everyone. And also, as I said, there's not enough down payment assistance available. So why would it matter?
I agree. Why would it matter? And I love the fact that your down payment assistance programs will work in conjunction with other county, city, nonprofit programs. And so layering where we can get the principal first mortgage down to an affordable level, especially in high cost areas. And so, fight on, man, fight on.
Thank you.
We need down payment assistance everywhere for everyone. Now, the 1968 Fair Housing Act, the goal was to increase homeownership, to move the barriers to homeownership, where people could buy where they wanted to buy, live where they wanted to live without discrimination. Do you believe that the goals of the 1968 Fair Housing Act are are being achieved? And if not, what more do you think can be done to increase, home ownership and to enforce the law?
I mean, I think, first of all, the act was great. The act was great, but it was too late, and I'm not sure enough was done. And I'll say this because everyone knows that the greatest form of creating wealth is home ownership. And if you didn't have that to start with, then you're running in the back of the lion type thing. If you go back to even the 1930s, FHA wouldn't insure homes for African Americans. They wouldn't. They just refused. FHA, our federal, home ownership. They just wouldn't. And they also wouldn't insure homes to white neighborhoods that were close to black neighborhoods. And this is just, so this is where, obviously this is why the act was created to, it is illegal now to discriminate, absolutely. But those who had homes back then have created this wealth through generations of home ownership. And those areas have flourished. Whereas when the African Americans were segregated into their areas, those areas didn't flourish and they didn't create the wealth. So yeah, I think the act is good, but I think it wasn't enough to create more home ownership for African Americans. And we can see the stats. I mean, they're low.
Yes.
And so we appreciate the act, but I think with going back to what we were talking about a little bit ago with the Biden administration and Congresswoman Waters, I think we need more of that, more focus on, let's help what we hurt so long ago, because obviously we're not getting to where we need to. The legal side of it is, yeah, we're absolutely, correcting the illegality of discrimination, but that was back in 68, that's a long time ago. Not that long, but long enough that we should see a lot more benefit than I think we're seeing now.
No, I agree with you. Isn't it amazing that since the passage of the act, the rate of homeownership has not improved? And during that time, discrimination and racism was more overt even, right? More direct. And here we are 53 years later, and there's been little to no improvement in the rate of homeownership. And you bring up a very interesting point that the government, sponsored this discrimination. And I think it's going to take the government to end discrimination. Right. And part of it is going to be with additional down payment assistance. Now, as I've been working with Carolyn Sansori, Director of Marketing with the Golden State Finance Authority, and we've been doing a lot together to bring awareness to your programs. Can you talk about any other initiatives that you have to try, not only support and uphold the law, but to bring more awareness to awareness that access to homeownership is possible, that the American dream is still very much alive?
I think, getting the word out, again, not to keep harping on the current administration. I'm just impressed on how quickly they went about it, focusing on homeownership, where I don't think we've ever seen that in any administration before, like jump on it and focus on down payment assistance and focus on minority lending. And so I think it's a good start. Let's hope it doesn't get filled with red tape, which often happens at that level and takes 4 years to implement it. And then there's a change in administration and then it's all gone. But let's hope they can, with bipartisan get through this and have everyone agree there is an issue with home ownership, especially with minority borrowers. And I think from National Home Buyers standpoint, we want to continue creating programs. We've released two newer programs just this year with two different lenders nationally, and so we're hoping that that's going to prove to be successful. And we want to focus on getting that 15.4% up higher and showing that, you know, National Home Buyers Fund is, the percentages are better than anyone. What's wrong with the rest of you? Get these percentages up. Let's focus on it. And I think our focus on joining with these groups, including the one you're going to introduce me to, can help with that effort. And a lot of people just don't know that there's down payment assistance available. You know, as I said, there's not enough available because it's so needed, but there's a large portion of the population that doesn't know that these programs are available. So using the realtor networks and these other association networks to get that word out there, I think it's going to help our mission, definitely.
Greg, you know, I love what you're saying, man. And to use, you know, the stats to kind of prod or, you know, push other organizations to get it together, man. I mean, we can do this thing. We can solve this problem. NHF is at 15%. Why are you at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? What are you doing? And so I hope that other housing finance agencies, nonprofit organizations, whoever's involved in this housing space is watching this, is hearing Craig loud and clear. NHF means business. You guys are serious about making a difference in homeownership to minorities. And I mean, to put it out there on this show and anywhere else, that 15%. Now, mind you, I would love to see that number at 30, 40, 50%, right? I mean, but it's not going to happen just on its own. It's going to take more initiatives, more strategic plans to access these communities of color, and you're doing that. And I know that I'm just honored that NHF and Golden State Finance Authority has been working with the Powers now, because we have a singular focus as a media company through podcasts, radio, TV, magazines, to bring awareness to the importance of homeownership and all the access points to make it a reality, because it can be. Knowledge is power, and the power is now. Craig, thank you so much for taking time with me today to share. It's an honor to meet you. And I tell you, you have a great team helping you to achieve the goals of the National Home Buyers Fund. And I want to end this interview with you just sharing your final thoughts about the importance of homeownership, the 1968 Fair Housing Act, and what more can be done to support homeownership for everyone.
I appreciate it, Eric, and I've enjoyed this chat and enjoy your platform. The 1968 Act was absolutely necessary. As we've discussed a little bit, it hasn't really driven home ownership rates among African Americans up. It's what it was made it illegal to discriminate. But the sheer fact that African Americans were segregated to certain areas that did not see the benefits of home equity, you know, home equity increasing, which is the number one way that we have obtained wealth. So the African Americans from the get-go were never able to start that generational wealth to come, unlike, you know, most of the, you know, the white population has. And that's where most families obtain their wealth is from the housing. And I think we all know, and this isn't something, you know, I'm, you know, the brain about, we know that this is true. And so I think that something does need to be done outside to make it a little more fair, and otherwise, we're not going to see a rise in home ownership rates. And let's hope that this administration does focus more on it. And you know, home ownership is good for communities. Home ownership is good for the country, and we need more of it.
Craig Ferguson, Vice President of the National Home Buyer Fund. Craig, thank you so much for spending time with us today to talk about the 1968 Fair Housing Act. I appreciate the great work you are doing. Continue the fight for fair housing. But folks, that's a wrap here at The Power Is Now. Please like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and go to thepowerisnow.com, where you can find more programs about fair housing and other housing-related topics. What's unique about the Powers Now is that we uniquely focus on housing and homeownership. That's all we do, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Join us live on Tuesday nights for our Homebuyer Town Hall, our real estate roundtable, and just get the information and the tools and the resources you need. In fact, if you need a real estate agent, you can find one on our website. They're called VIP agents. You'll find them under real estate affiliates at thepowersnow.com. But remember, we are at our best and we maximize our success when we act now. The power is now. Thank you for joining. Have a wonderful day.
The Power Is Now Media is worldwide with growing audience of future home buyers, investors, builders, developers, real estate agents, and brokers. The Power Is Now Media is well positioned to increase awareness and produce results for our growing roster of advertising partners. An advertisement on any of our platforms is the right step toward reaching and communicating key brand messages to a targeted network of individuals, families, and communities interested in housing. Our content areas include feature stories and profiles on successful real estate agents, business owners, government, and community leaders. The Power Is Now magazines are the leading resource for real estate agents, mortgage bankers, entrepreneurs, and small homeownership businesses, providing leaders with business strategy information, resources, and tools through PIN, real estate, and programming guide magazines. Stay up to the minute with real estate and mortgage news and information from industry experts. VIP agents are able to feature listings each week. The Power Is Now TV radio podcast features weekly shows that include Home Buyers Town Hall, Real Estate Roundtable, VIP Agent Spotlight, and so much more. Each week, VIP agents have opportunities to be featured guests on the shows. VIP agents can discuss and showcase houses, neighborhoods, and provide brief introductions. The interviews are unlimited 10 to 15 minutes on each current listing. This product alone separates you from your competition. The Power Is Now delivers to you market update interview to promote listing weekly, promotional biographical video, co-host a bi-monthly homebuyers town hall show, featured subject matter expert on real estate roundtable show, The Power Is Now program guide e-magazine, The Power Is Now national e-magazine, article writing and blogging, social media content customization, inclusion and press releases, graphic design services, business and performance coaching, technology support, referrals, lead generation opportunities, and management support.